Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I'm producer Chris. Let's go back to June 2019 now. And Australia was giving us plenty to think about. Andy was joined by Alice and Anavab for Bugle issue 4111, Not Enough Kicking.
Top story this week, the world. Well, my world for the last week, and indeed the next 5 weeks, is largely consumed with covering the Cricket World Cup. So frankly, I'm a little bit behind on what's been happening in the real world, or as I also like to know it, the less good world. Luckily, I have two people with me who are correspondents for the rest of the world on behalf of the Bugle. Alice, firstly, what's caught your eye in the world this week?
In Australia, the federal police have raided the ABC News building and are accessing, scanning and reviewing thousands of documents in a hunt for sources and data linked to state secrets about sweeping new surveillance measures. It's the biggest attack on press freedom in Australian history. Director of News Goan Maris said, "Journalism is not a crime," to which the Australian Federal Police probably said, "Not yet," before twirling their moustaches and setting some books on fire.
It's quite an interesting story, this. It's, it is possibly linked to the return of the ABC Unbelievable Cricket podcast featuring me and Felicity Ward. "I'm over here, suckers, you'll never take me alive." And I guess, you know, there's a lot of questions of whether there needs to be greater protection for whistleblowers in Australia. I guess the thing is, you know, when everyone who has evidence of high-level wrongdoing is going to simply put it in the public domain, then it's going to be so hard for governments to suppress public knowledge of all the corruption. I mean, where will that leave us?
I mean, it'll leave us in a bad way, Andy. They also raided the home of News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst, who reported on government plans to spy on its own citizens in a story that included images from a top-secret document. And the headline tomorrow will read, "Massive explosion of painful irony kills hundreds, hundreds of years of developing a fourth estate."
Andy, Alice, I have a question. As you know, it is my job on this podcast to bring the perspective of deceit and treachery into any existing institution. So journalism, I think you guys had done a good job with it for a couple of hundred years. Now, what they've done in India is that billionaires have bought up most of the news channels. So what this would be, and the billionaires that have bought up the news channels basically also spend a lot of money owning the government. So when a government raids a news organization, they're basically going into their office in the evening. So is that something that can be done with straight broadcasters like the BBC and ABC?
I mean, we're open to corruption.
Okay.
Here at the Bugle, at the very least.
Yeah.
Come on, bribe me. I dare you to.
Yeah.
And we are literally taking bribes in the form of our voluntary subscription scheme. That, you know, if you just leave us some money, no questions asked, I will tell a lie about you on the show.
Fundamentally undermining the whole point of journalism. I enjoy that satirical element that I hadn't yet noticed, Andy. Well done.
Scott Morrison, your God-given Prime Minister, very much a politician whose face and indeed politics exude the joie de vivre and humanity of a moulding potato, was asked if he was concerned that a journalist's home was raided. And he said, "It never troubles me that our laws are being upheld." So exactly how sinister did you find that your Prime Minister said those words? I guess it depends on, I mean, he didn't say it in a German accent. So, I mean, it could have been worse, couldn't it?
He didn't demand papers first, yeah, which is my bar for entry. But I just constantly maintain in my mind the mantra that he shat himself in a McDonald's in Engadine in 1997. Whether it's true or not, it makes everything seem safer.
Another bit of Australian news that, I mean, this builds up a picture of a nation that's, I guess, got a few things it could work on from an objective point of view. Australia was criticised in a UN report this week for detaining a blind, mentally ill Tamil man who had fled persecution and torture in Sri Lanka for 9 years. They detained him for 9 years. And I guess, Australia clearly likes to get tough on immigration, because the thing is, if you let in one blind, mentally ill Tamil man who's fleeing persecution and torture, you're going to be inundated with millions and millions of blind, mentally ill Tamil men fleeing persecution and torture, taking all your jobs, stealing all your women, and selling all your natural resources to unaccountable overseas billionaires. And then where would you be as a nation?
Well, Andy, I will answer that accusation by saying, look, a koala!
This is the first time whataboutery has led to a marsupial.
Anuvab, what's top story in your world?
Well, Andy, I was reading the New York Times. I don't own a pet, but I know a lot of people in the Western world do. Yeah. New York Times had a headline that there's a new law that's been passed that says cat declawing is now illegal in the state of New York.
Right.
You cannot declaw a cat.
Okay.
And my understanding of this seemed to be that this is a question of consent.
Right.
Right. Like, if someone cut my fingernails without my knowledge,
yep,
I don't see myself being friends with that person,
yes,
in the long run. And I don't know if any of you are cat owners. Is declawing a thing? Is it a...
First of all, cats are not friends with anyone.
Testify.
So yeah, it was a bipartisan bill. They put it through. It needs to be reviewed and signed by the governor and Andrew Cuomo before it becomes law. And unless he's recently been the subject of a cat attack, it is likely to go through. I'm torn about it, Andy, because on one hand, I wouldn't let a person sit that close to my groin with a handful of knives. And if cats want to live among humans, maybe they should do some cultural integration and learn the f***ing language. On the other hand, I do think cat owners probably deserve a ball sack full of paw daggers for the impact their little murder pets have on native wildlife. And then also from a Jewish perspective, when we're given a small helpless being in trust, I feel we are probably entitled to take the tip off anything we can reach. But also I empathise with the suffering of a cat being declawed. What if they get itchy or suddenly need to claw someone's eyes out? It happens to me on the way home from comedy gigs all the time. So itchy.
I think this should be in the law. This is exactly what Alice said, should be in the actual statute.
I mean, I just see it's bloody animal rights lobby interfering. I mean, but wherever next? Yeah. They're going to stop me ripping the claws off my cat. They're going to make me take the alloy wheels off my rhino and the big bass subwoofer out of my elephant. So what, Pimp My Pachyderm was probably the TV show that has changed my life the most. Now, look, I do get it.
Nelly the elephant.
I do get it that, if you have a cat, because it's hard. We don't really do, I don't think we do cat declawing in this country. I don't, I've not had, my parents had cats when I was a kid, but I didn't much like them.
The parents or the cat?
Yeah, exactly.
potato. but it's not something we do over here. And well, I guess, as you say, if you do have a cat, then it is likely that your cat is a bit of a dick and you might want to take some measures to stop it clawing your eyes out when it starts to tire of your infantile dog impressions. But there are alternatives, aren't there, to declawing? For example, don't get a cat, or leave the cat with its claws on and learn to live with it. Or if you're worried about your furniture and clothes getting snagged, which appears to be one of the main reasons that people get their cats declawed, if you're worried about your furniture but you really like cats, get a robot cat with sensors in its legs that instantaneously retracts its claws whenever a snaggable fabric is detected. Or just get a watermelon instead, which doesn't have claws but is in its own way quite comforting to hold in your lap, I'm told. And I guess one of the benefits of declawing a cat is it does make it much harder for your cats to pick locks. So your possessions are safer. Never, ever trust a cat. Have you ever looked deep into a cat's eyes? Never. Never trust a cat.
Onwards in world news, three men in Boston are taking it on themselves to act as representatives of all embarrassing people everywhere by applying for a license for a straight pride parade. The organiser, Mark Zahadi, wrote in a Facebook comment that the event will celebrate heterosexuality and is meant to poke fun at the identity politics of the political left. There is a particular kind of person in the world, Andy, who thinks the best way to poke fun at something is to apply for a licence to do it. They've designed a flag, they've designated actor Brad Pitt as their mascot, though I don't know what Brad Pitt thinks about this honour, but apparently the parade will include floats and vehicles, which I take leave to seriously doubt. The "we are going to have a straight pride parade" promise is about as likely to come true as the "hey, let's catch up for a coffee" promise, which is to say about as likely as the promise of mind-blowing head. You've got big dreams, mate, but I doubt your skill at mustering sufficient enthusiasm for this will be fulfilling for anyone involved.
I mean, I have limited understanding of gay and straight history, but it is safe to say that there was never large periods in history where straight people were imprisoned and electrocuted and shot for being straight.
Well, we don't know that. Because when you look at the history of evolution, it did take humans a long, long time, a suspiciously long time to evolve, which suggests to me that all the heterosexuals were being covertly imprisoned and prevented from breeding for arguably millions and millions of years.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to the dinosaurs, really, do we?
Yeah, maybe that's why the dinosaurs died out, all those rampantly heterosexual dinosaurs like the T-Rex and the Stegosaurus. You don't get much more heterosexual than that. And yet, where are they now? One great big gay asteroid wiped the lot out.
So if anything, this is comeuppance. This is deserved. This is
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I just think this is going to be a bit of a dud of a... You know how there's quite often these neo-Nazi marches and there's like eight people in very frumpy clothes walking down the street while people walk alongside them blowing sad trombones?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be like that. Right. I put my money on it being something like that.
Well, that is what heterosexual pride is all about, sad, sad trombones.
Hear more of our shows and buy our Dancy Lagarde book. I've seen the first draft. It's fantastic. You can donate at thebuglepodcast.com. Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.